This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, June 1st. God's word for you today is new power. Our scripture reading is taken from Romans chapter 8, verse 2, and it says, a new power is in operation. The spirit of life in Christ, like a strong wind, has magnificently cleared the air, freeing you from a fated lifetime of brutal tyranny at the hands of sin and death. The first mental habit that demolishes the first weapon of self-destruction, shame, is remind yourself daily what Jesus did for you. Do you want to get rid of shame? Then you have to remind yourself daily what Jesus did for you. My favorite scripture is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. And my second favorite scripture that I wrestle with, swim and bath in, is Romans chapter 8, verse 1 to 2. And it says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. It is such a powerful scripture. There is more. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 to 4 says, so there is now no condemnation awaiting those who belong to Christ Jesus. For the power of the life-giving Spirit, and this power is mine through Christ Jesus, has freed me from the vicious circle of sin and death. But God put into effect a different plan to save us. He sent his own Son in a human body like ours, except that ours are sinful, and destroyed sin's control over us by giving himself as a sacrifice for our sins. He did this so that the just requirement of the law will be fully satisfied for us, who no longer follow our sinful nature, but instead follow the Spirit. What does no condemnation mean? No shame, no guilt. God has neither condemned you nor shamed you. For those who belong to Christ Jesus, God will not condemn you, and God will not shame you. So, the question is, do you belong to Jesus? Sin's control over you is completely destroyed. The requirement of the law has been accomplished for you. You have passed from death to life. You have passed from judgment to freedom. Anyone that is trying to judge you is wasting his or her time. Anyone that is trying to invoke God's judgment upon you is wasting his or her time. Anyone that is trying to place a curse on you is wasting his or her time. And it is because you have passed from the curse to the blessing. You have passed from death to life. This is so completely powerful in Christ alone. I have a new power in my life that is greater than willpower, and that is the Holy Spirit. This is so completely powerful in Christ alone. I have a new power in my life that is greater than willpower, and that is the Holy Spirit. Unfortunately, a lot of Christians try to use willpower. I will not do this. I will not tell lies anymore. Willpower is good, but it cannot stand by itself. It needs to align with the Holy Spirit. We have a superior power. Power over sin, power over shame. If a man be in Christ, he is new. The old things have passed away, and behold, everything is new. Let us pray. Father, I declare that a new power is in operation in my life, the power of the Spirit of life. Therefore, I live by the power of the Spirit of God, not by my willpower. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.